Lutem, lutem, o Zot.
Lutem, o Zot, për këtë.
Mi vëllë, mos, 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 mos. Jo, më lërë, kom, mos, e lejtë, mos, mos, mos,
mos.
Okay, should be a right turn on Seven Locks and then a left on Fernwood.
So what happens when Ari finds out you went into his phone to steal the Albanian's address?
He won't find out, Billy, if you keep your trap shut.
If I keep my trap shut, what are we, in a mob movie from the 40s?
Oh, I shouldn't have done it. We're not even married yet and I'm already keeping secrets.
You're such a newbie. If this is the biggest secret in your relationship, trust me, you're doing great.
So, what are we going to say to these Albanians when we get there?
We'll figure it out.
If you're expecting them to just confess that Sullivan hired them to steal the ledger...
Patty, they already confessed Sullivan smuggled them into the country.
Only because you got them drunk at a bachelor party.
Patty, relax. I'll improvise.
Yikes. Don't forget, you owe me a favor after this.
I promise I'll help with whatever menial wedding task you have in mind.
Thank you, Billy. I still say we need a game plan.
Patty, if all else fails, we bring him in. We may not have enough to charge Sullivan yet, but I know I have cause to bring in these two. Is this my left?
Yeah, should be a half a block up.
What the hell? Hey, what's going on here?
You with the coroner?
Chicago PD.
Oh, your buddies are inside already.
We're here on our own. We didn't get a call. We need to talk to the two men who live in apartment 5F.
Sorry to tell you this, but we're bringing two bodies out of 5F, detective.
Early 30s, medium height, strong build.
Yep.
I don't suppose they died of natural causes.
9 millimeters to the head, close range. Sorry, detectives.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Patty, you got 10 minutes. This is not what I had in mind when you asked for a favor.
Relax, Billy. Have a seat. You can pretend we're at the station house. Our only two leads just went bye-bye. We need to strategize anyway. Here.
I'll admit, this champagne is an upgrade to the precinct's coffee.
We need to find a way to talk to Sullivan.
I went to his campaign headquarters, his private office, the E-League office. They're all brushing me off.
Sullivan is a billionaire and a candidate for governor. He's like the most high-profile guy in the city besides Obama and Michael Jordan. How hard can he be to find?
Well, first of all, MJ lives in Charlotte, Obama's in D.C., and as far as I can tell, Sullivan has houses in like 8 other cities. I need a warrant, and Maximum Market will never allow that.
What do you think?
You look beautiful, sis.
I think I like this better than the dress number 4 that we looked at upstairs.
Not as much as dress number 35, right?
Hardy har.
This is crazy behavior, Patty.
Brides try on dresses, Billy. It's a thing.
Now, right before the wedding, you don't think it says anything about your commitment to this union that you waited till the last second to buy a dress?
No, I do not. This is happening. Ari is going to be your brother-in-law. Get on board.
Look, he's growing on me. I swear, you should have seen his friends at the bachelor party, rejects from whatever the last Jason Biggs frat movie was. But when all of those doofuses were hitting on strippers, Ari was a perfect gentleman.
Really? It makes me happy to know you respect him, Billy.
Yeah, well, his boss, on the other hand...
Okay, explain your theory about Sullivan again, and I'm going to try on the next one.
We know Sullivan was importing illegals into the country to play in his E-League.
Allegedly... And this is the word of two drunkards at a bachelor party.
Now, some of these illegals bought steroids from our drug ring to compete at a higher level, presumably without Sullivan's knowledge.
Okay.
If enough of Sullivan's guys did this, that's a giant problem for him. I mean, he's got to destroy the ledger to prevent his smuggling operation from being exposed.
So he sends a couple guys to steal the ledger, but they end up killing a cartel member in the process.
While Sandra escapes with the ledger, right.
What do you think of this one?
Patty, it's perfect.
Really?
Yes, that's the perfect dress for a wedding in the 17th century.
I hate you.
No, in a countryside with a flock of sheep as guests? Wow, I mean, I'm just saying, you look like little Bo Peep. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I get it, Billy. What do you think happened after Sandra escaped with the ledger?
Sullivan sent his guys to take it from her, which they did. knocking out Kate and killing Sandra in the process.
Let's just say all that's true. If the ledger could implicate Sullivan, why hide it in Kate's trunk instead of just destroying it?
Well, I can't answer that. Yet. We need to talk to Sullivan.
How do you like this one?
Wow. Seriously, Patty.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hey, Ralphie.
Billy boy, what's the good word?
I'll let you know when I hear one.
Wow. You look like shit.
It's been a rough day. Two best leads on my case were brought to the basement refrigerator.
Sorry to hear that. You got some messages. Been ringing off the hook, actually.
What's this number? Correctional facility?
Caller always says she'll call back.
She.
Billy, call for you.
Like I said, ringing off the hook.
What'd you do, make friends with a caller?
Huh? Yeah, this is Harney.
This is a Global Tel Link prepaid call from an Illinois correctional facility.
I'll accept. Kate. Kate, you there?
Billy?
Kate.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to get through to you forever.
Are you okay? We heard about the riot.
I'm all right.
Are you sure? I had to figure out you're a cop. You're not safe in there. I'm doing everything I can to get you cleared.
Yeah, so have I.
What do you mean?
You think I'm just going to sit on my hands in here? I got something.
Kate, you're amazing. Tell me.
You heard of Gloria Shin?
The gangster.
Gangster? Loan shark? Numbers runner. She has her hands deep inside our E-League.
Wasn't she busted a few years ago? Racketeering?
Right.
Wait. Is she in there with you?
I stopped her number two from getting her head bashed in. She repaid me by answering a few questions.
What the hell are you doing in gym pop, Kate? You're gonna get yourself killed.
Do you want to hear this or not?
Go.
Jerry Sullivan has been importing illegals into the country to play in his E-League.
I got the same information.
Did you also get that they're not just E-League athletes? Some of them have backgrounds in hacking and cyber terrorism.
You're kidding me.
I guess not.
Lieutenant Daniels, I'm sorry to interrupt your dinner.
Harney, what the hell?
Sweetie, don't get so agitated.
Harney, this is my girlfriend, Monica. Monica? Detective Billy Harney.
Nice to meet you. Wait, are you related to Dan Harney?
Mm-hmm. He's my father.
He's a very sweet man.
Ah, thank you.
Harney, I'm at dinner.
I'm sorry, sir. That steak looks delicious, by the way.
Try some.
Don't even think about it, Harney.
No, sir. Look, I got a call from Kate.
What? From inside lockup?
She spoke to Gloria Shin, who's doing a 10-year stretch in the same facility. She told Kate that some of the E-League athletes Sullivan had smuggled in have backgrounds in hacking and cyber terrorism.
Well, I'm still not hearing an explanation for why you're interrupting my dinner.
Sir, Sullivan must have brought these guys in to commit some sort of cyber terrorist act. You need to let me bring Sullivan in for questioning. We need to get to the bottom of this before whatever he has planned goes down.
This is exciting.
The word of a gangster. Relate to you through your ex-partner from jail? You don't have it.
Sir, the Albanians would be able to confirm that.
But they can't. Obviously.
Lieutenant, I know I don't have a lot of hard evidence, but when you have this much circumstantial evidence and your gut tells you...
Your gut?
Yes, sir. I have my father's gut, just like my sister. It's not often wrong. You know that.
Billy, you know what it would look like if we brought Sullivan in this close to the election? It would look like Chicago PD was trying to get his opponent elected.
Who gives a shit about appearances, Lieutenant?
I think you know the answer to that, Detective. Where are these supposed terrorists anyway?
I'm working on it. Again, the Albanians would have been able to...
They're calling those homicides a break-in gone wrong. Unrelated to your case, I've never known you to be a conspiracy theorist, Billy.
That's exactly why you should believe me now, sir.
I'll be right back with your menus.
Look, why would Sullivan bother to...
To import cyber terrorists?
Yes.
We did some digging, Lieutenant. The Albanians were arrested in 04 and again in 06 on suspected election hacking in Eastern Europe. Sullivan is running for governor.
What, you're accusing Sullivan of planning to hack his election? That's a wildly irresponsible accusation, Billy.
It's not.
The Albanians had a meeting at the Sullivan campaign 3 weeks ago. We subpoenaed their phone records. Just before the meeting started, a call was made from the Albanians to Jerry Sullivan's personal cell phone.
So?
So Sullivan knew that hackers with a history of election meddling were meeting with his campaign. Sir, if the 2016 election taught us anything, it's that campaigns can be hacked.
But we learned in that same election that one doesn't have to be in the country to mess with an election. You can do it from the other side of the world.
Well, maybe given the increased scrutiny, Sullivan wanted them here so their IP addresses wouldn't draw as much attention.
You're reaching, Billy, and you know it.
Well, I'm sold. This is fun.
Sir, I know I'm right. I can feel it.
Not how this works. You do your job. You're going to bring me actual evidence, not more conjecture. And let me eat, okay?
I'm like a professional.
Stay away from that guacamole. That's my stuff. Come on.
Someone's at the door, Dad.
You figure that out all by yourself, Billy?
I did, actually.
Sweetie, you answer it. Patty's hands are full with the casserole. Your dad's at the grill.
Fine. Tell Susie she can only watch 10 more minutes of her show, okay? I want her to join us for family dinner.
Billy, she's the only kid. She's bored.
Well, her grandfather is here. Her Aunt Patty is here.
And don't forget her soon-to-be Uncle Ari.
Oh, how could I forget that? Plus, whoever's at the door.
Billy, how you doing, kid?
Goldie. Hey. Dad didn't tell me you were joining us for dinner.
What, did he need to? Well, you're still blaming me, I guess.
It's not the right time to talk about this, Goldie. The whole family's here.
Billy.
She's still locked up, Goldie. You heard those other voices in the house. You know Kate's innocent.
I know you want her to be.
You still think she killed Sandra? Stole the ledger?
It doesn't make a difference what I think. I'm internal affairs. My job isn't to prosecute Kate. Your problem's not with me anymore.
You could talk to the state's attorney.
I won't do that. Kate's relationship with your Vic crossed the line, and you know it. What would it look like if I defended her to Max and Margaret? Look, I don't want to interrupt your dinner, okay? Just tell your dad I stopped by.
Goldie, stop. It's family dinner. You've been my father's best friend for 40 years. You belong here as much as anyone. Hey, everybody, look who I found.
You're late, you freeloader. You think you can just eat all the food without helping with prep?
I brought beer.
Well, you're forgiven.
I'll take one of those, Goldie. You remember my fiancé, Ari?
Hi, Ari.
Hi.
I brought wine, too.
Sit down while we finish cooking, and don't let Dad give you a hard time. He's not helping either.
I'm grilling.
Uh-huh. How are things in IA, Goldie?
Depressing.
Business is slow?
The opposite. That's why it's depressing. So how's wedding planning, Patty?
Not bad. Venue is beautiful.
And by venue, she means your old man's backyard.
The price was right. Let's see, what else? Oh, thanks to Billy, I finally have a wedding dress.
You took your brother's advice on fashion?
My husband has surprisingly good taste in fashion. Thank you.
What can I say, Goldie? I'm a man of many gifts.
Yeah, what about you, Dan? Patty sending you to the poorhouse with this wedding?
Nah, I'll just shake down one of these kingpins we bust every other week now. Luckily, I know a guy in internal affairs who can look the other way.
Oh, you do, huh? Yeah, I'll bring you down, Harney.
You telling me 40 years of friendship doesn't buy me a free pass?
I'll tell you what. When you get busted, we'll let Billy design your jumpsuit, okay? Billy, listen, I didn't mean to sound heartless back there. Did Kate make it through the ride okay?
Kate can handle herself.
Do you have a plan?
I gotta convince my lieutenant to let me bring in Sullivan.
You're trying to arrest Jerry Sullivan?
Hey, what are you guys talking about over there?
Nothing, Ari. Don't worry about it.
No, come on. What were you whispering about?
Billy's just being a little emotional.
My partner's in lockup.
Which is why you're emotional. I get it.
No, but did I hear you say something about Sullivan?
I need to bring in your boss, Ari.
Bring him in? What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything, Ari. I'm flat out saying your boss is a crook.
Billy, this isn't the place.
Ari needs to know what's going on, Patty.
Take it outside, then. We don't all need to hear this.
Fine.
Yeah, okay by me. Not cool to throw around accusations like that, Billy.
There's not much else I can do, Ari, since your boss refuses to submit to questioning.
Submit to... Sullivan is running for governor. The election is around the corner. He doesn't have time to indulge the fantasy of every...
Every what? Go on.
No.
Say it.
No, Billy, look, I'm not trying to fight with you, okay? I get how pissed you are that your partner's going to trial, all right? And if you say she's innocent, then she's innocent. I believe you. But you got to see where I'm coming from.
And where's that, Ari?
A respected detective like you, who comes from a family of respected law enforcement. You go around accusing Sullivan, and it doesn't matter if it's not true. It only matters that you're saying it.
Wow. I don't know if that's the sports agent or the politician in you talking, Ari, but that's some serious Brave New World shit.
What is this? 1955?
Hey, Val, would you please just go back inside?
The women don't stay in the kitchen anymore while the men come outside to talk about important things, Billy.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're here, Valerie. Maybe you can talk some sense into your husband.
Well, that wasn't a good idea.
Are you kidding me, Ari? You think I have one iota of sympathy for your candidate?
Here it comes.
Sullivan thinks he can just float above the law. That's how he runs his business, that's how he runs his campaign, and that's how he'd run his whole administration if he got the chance.
Oh, you want to have this out now? Patty told me you were working for Governor Nicola. You don't think that's a little awkward? My fiancé's sister-in-law going to work for my boss's competition.
Just tell me, how can any rational person support Sullivan? His policies are so antiquated.
Well, believe it or not, there are a lot of things I don't see eye to eye with Sullivan on. But we need more independently wealthy people, like Sullivan, who can make their own calls without worrying about how it'll affect their war chest. What do you see in Governor Nicola?
Look, he may not be a billionaire like your boss, but that's because he spent his entire career fighting for equality. Take his bullet train.
Oh, my God. If I hear one more pitch for this magic bullet train of his.
You're about to. It's going to revolutionize Chicago, connecting the South Side to the suburbs, connecting underprivileged areas to business centers. It's going to change demographics like nothing in the city's history has before.
I know. It's an admirable goal, but not when it costs nine figures and hasn't been proven to work.
It'll work. The inaugural ride is right around the corner.
Okay. Well, I hope so, for your sake. I mean, because the governor has been talking about it so much, its success is now indistinguishable from his success. If it fails, he's toast.
Do I look worried?
Well, that was fun to watch. But if you two don't mind stepping out of the snake pit... Val, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I need to talk to Ari for a sec.
Fine. I've said my piece. I'm going to check on Susie.
Oh, she's passionate.
You haven't seen a half of it. Sullivan's a criminal, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Yeah, Patty told me your lead comes from a gangster rotting in prison.
And other places.
So how come your bosses won't allow you to interrogate Sullivan?
Because they're scared of his money, his power. I'm going to find a way, Ari.
Even a whiff of Sullivan being questioned by a homicide detective would kill him in the election.
That's not my problem.
Yeah, well, it's my problem, okay? What if I set up a quiet, off-the-record sit-down?
Between me and Sullivan?
It wouldn't be an interrogation, just one of his advisors introducing him to the brother of his fiancé. That's it.
I guess I don't have any other options.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I have an appointment. Billy Harney to see Jerry Sullivan.
He's expecting you. Come this way.
Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Harney, hello.
Detective Harney.
Apologies. Won't you sit? Thanks for using the servants' entrance. The press has been relentless. Suddenly everything I do is news.
Well, you're attempting to become the most powerful man in the state. Comes with the territory.
Well, not to sound immodest, but I'm the most powerful man in the state already. What I'm attempting is to become more...
legitimate?
Oh, legitimate. I like that.
Why are you running for governor, if I may ask?
I believe I can make a difference in people's lives in a way that others who don't have my means cannot.
Come on. You don't have to campaign with me.
Ari tells me your wife helps run communications for my opponent.
I got no agenda when it comes to politics. That's not why I'm here.
No, you're here because you're hoping I'll confess to a murder.
Or two.
Or two.
Might be easier to confess now.
Excuse me?
Before you become governor, I mean. When a billionaire goes down, well, that happens. Front page of the local papers for a week or so. But when a billionaire governor goes down for homicide, that's something they read about around the world for a very long time.
You're really convinced, aren't you?
About which part? I know you've been smuggling athletes into the country to compete in your E-League. I know some of them have backgrounds in cyber terrorism. I know you plan to use them to hijack the election.
This is fascinating, really.
And I know a couple of them screwed up, got their names listed in the ledger of a drug ring. Oops. So you had them steal the ledger, killing whoever they needed to in the process. And then you had them killed to close the loop.
And you have proof of all this? Oh, you're a hell of a storyteller. I hope that doesn't come off as condescending.
No more than every single other word you've said.
Well, you paint quite a picture. That's a rare skill. How'd you like to retire from Chicago PD early and come work for me?
Work for you?
Speechwriter, perhaps, or something in communications. We can find something to suit your abilities.
That sounds a lot like a bribe, Mr. Sullivan.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? But, you can't prove it's a bribe, Detective. Not any more than you can prove any of the other fantastical stories you've spun today.
I see. You're teaching me a lesson. Is that it?
Stop talking right now. Mr. Sullivan, you do not have to say anything more.
Miss Olson, hello. Detective, I believe you know the state's attorney.
He does. And he knows damn well I told him he didn't have the authority to speak to you.
Miss Olson.
See, Harney here is the son of the chief of detectives. I believe he thinks that gives him special privileges. Let me assure you, it does not.
Well, that's all right, Miss Olson. No harm done.
You called her, Sullivan? You needed to be bailed out, huh?
That's enough, Detective.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Sullivan. This never should have happened.
Good luck to you, Detective. I hope you find what you're looking for.